so babe. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm.
This is Cruisin' WGCM.
Love you.
Your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Last Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Saturday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Shuckers Ballpark. The Shuckers in action tonight at 18-25 against the Birmingham Barons at 28-14. Javik Blake alongside you. The Shuckers not playing as the Biloxi Shuckers tonight. It is one of four nights during the season that the Shuckers will transform into one of the greatest names in minor league baseball, the Biloxi Beach Chickens, to pay honor to the Biloxi Shuckers friends right across the street and all the seagulls that inhabit Biloxi's beaches, which are all of 500 yards behind the right field wall here at Shuckers Ballpark. Beach Chickens enter today at 18-25. They're trying to get their first win in the series. They've lost a couple of heartbreakers and yesterday fell by a 7-2 final to the Birmingham Barons against one of their top prospects in the righty, Drew Thorpe, number 56 overall, ranked by MLB Pipeline. Gave up just one run over six innings and improved to a league best 7-1. He went up against Jacob Mizorowski, who did a valiant effort to work around eight hits and three walks to only allow two runs over four and a third innings. It was 2-1 until late. Birmingham scored five in the final two innings to win it by a 7-2 final. Tonight, the Shuckers will turn to a guy who's been terrific at home in 2024 in T.J. Shook. 2-5 with a 4.46 ERA on the year, but in three home starts, a 1.20 ERA. That is the ninth lowest at home out of any pitcher in Double-A. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview where we are joined by Will Childers. We talked to Will a little bit what it's like to play for the same organization as the one where your dad made his big league debut with the big league club, a bit as well about growing up around baseball, and we talk a bit about a really special moment that some Shuckers players had this morning at the National Cemetery at Keesler Air Force Base right here in Biloxi in honor of Memorial Day. That comes your way next. First pitch at 6:05 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, Shuckers playing tonight as the Biloxi Beach Chickens getting set to take on the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by one of the newest Shuckers to the roster in Will Childers. Will, thanks much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on, man.
You've had quite the quick rise to Double-A in your career. Started out last year playing in Carolina, now already up to Double-A this year. How has that rise been throughout your career? Has it been a wild ride the past 12, 14 months?
Yeah, definitely a little wild ride, man. So last year in the Carolina League, I was coming off my second TJ, so started the year in rehab and pitching in the Carolina League, and now I'm in Double-A, and it's been pretty fun.
What's that process been like coming back from Tommy John, getting back into game action, and now already being in Double-A?
Kind of quick, you know, exciting, quick. A process I've enjoyed so far, but definitely a little different going from rehab full-time and obviously being to where I'm at now, but I'm enjoying it.
You're in Double-A for the first time. What's it been like acclimating to this clubhouse and acclimating to the level?
Nah, man, it's been great. The guys in the clubhouse are awesome. Joe and all the other coaches, Will Schurholz and Paul, the pitching guys have been great as well. So, you know, so far so good. They've been very welcoming, and I knew a lot of guys from spring training, so everything's going pretty smooth so far.
Well, and what's it been like down in the bullpen? Because you have a good mix of guys, whether they're new to the level, there have been some veterans of minor league baseball out there. There's kind of a big collection of group.
No doubt. The bullpen's been awesome. You know, I've obviously only been here for a short time, but just picking those guys' brains down there is, I've already learned a lot, I feel like, just how to handle myself on and off the field. So that's been going good as well.
And you've moved into the bullpen as solely a relief pitcher this year. Last year, you swung a bit between Carolina's rotation in the bullpen. What has that been mindset-wise going into 2024?
Mindset-wise, you know, still pretty similar. You know, just go out there and attack hitters, get ahead, and then put them away. But, you know, definitely out of the bullpen, I've enjoyed it so far. You know, obviously out of the pen, having shorter stints, just feel like my stuff plays really well out of the pen, and my fastball has been really good out of the pen. So far it's been good.
What's the part you've enjoyed the most about being out of the bullpen?
Probably the camaraderie with the guys. A lot of good bullpen stories, riddles, and jokes. So I'd say that's probably my favorite part so far.
What's the favorite story that's safe for air that you've heard out there?
Good question. Merkel's got some good stories. Just, you know, everybody's kind of telling their heyday stories about college or whatnot. So really just everybody's had some good, funny stories to look back on.
Your heyday in college was quite fun back in the SEC for Georgia. How did playing that SEC schedule and playing SEC opponents help you out coming into pro ball?
Not no doubt. Helped me out a lot. And just, you know, that and seeing some familiar faces around the league that also played in the SEC. And then, you know, we got guys like Shook and Campbell who went to South Carolina. So that was a big rival in college, but it's been cool to see those guys. And it's definitely helped a lot. You know, I learned a lot about how to take care of myself, you know, to be ready for outings and whatnot through school. So that helped a lot coming into here.
Outside of the baseball side of things, on the family side, you still have quite the big connection to the Milwaukee Brewers. Your dad, Matt, made his MLB debut with the Brewers back in 2002. How special is it to be playing for the organization that your dad spent a lot of time in and made his MLB debut in?
Man, it's been very cool. So, you know, even out of high school, I had some draft hype and ended up going to Georgia. But all my buddies would ask me, you know, like, what team would you like to get drafted by? And I always thought the Brewers would be cool because my dad played for them and also my uncle. So having the chance to sign with the Brewers out of college has been really cool. It's been awesome.
What was that conversation like with your dad when you told him that you were signing with the Brewers?
Nothing, man. He was with me. He was with my agent. And on the day it happened, I got the call. It was just a really good moment. I got my family.
How much has it helped having a mother who plays professional baseball?
It's helped a lot. From a young kid, being around the game, being in houses, you know, young age, I had a really strong feeling that's what I wanted to do. And he's always been just having some insight maybe some other guys didn't have growing up. I'm super grateful and lucky to have that.
What was that experience like? Because your dad played some in the big leagues, sometime in the minor leagues, also played a bit in Japan as well. What was that like as a kid growing up?
Good question. It was actually really cool. Speaking of bullpen stories, I told some guys last night, I got to live in Japan for a couple months with my mom and sister, so that was a cool experience. And kind of back to what I said earlier, just being around the game, being in the clubhouse, just it was a really cool spot to be in as a kid growing up to see my dad do that.
What was it like living in Japan? Because your dad pitched for the Rakuten Golden Eagles. That's the same team that Masahiro Tanaka ended up playing for. And that is quite a rabid fan base over there in Japan.
No, yeah, definitely very cool. You know, for them over there, baseball is kind of like football. I remember going to the games. A lot of cheerleaders and whatnot. And then kind of what you said with Tanaka, he was really young. And I vividly remember he had like this blue Nike glove that the whole country was going crazy for before he became a New York Yankee. So that was cool to see him too when he was young in his career.
Did you ever end up with that blue Nike glove when you were over living in Japan?
No, I never did. I got a yellow Mizuno though that stuck out. That was Japanese made, so that was pretty cool.
You guys also did a really special thing this morning. You traveled over, did some community engagement at Keesler Air Force Base. How special is that to get to visit the National Cemetery that is over there and get to visit some of the grave sites?
And it was very cool. I'm glad I got to do that this morning. My grandfather served in the National Guard and served the Desert Storm, so I have a lineage with that. I have a lot of respect for those guys and what they do to protect our freedom. And my cousin's also in the Marines, now fresh in the Marines, so having that opportunity to go with my teammates this morning to the cemeteries and place some flags is really, really cool.
How special was it to do it as well, not only going over to do that, but to do it on Memorial Day weekend?
No, man, it was awesome. That made it even better, you know, to pay our respects to those who have fallen and those who still continually serve. So to be able to do that on Memorial Day weekend definitely held a special place in my heart.
Shuckers playing as the Beach Chickens tonight. Your thoughts on the Beach Chickens uniforms and hats?
Man, big fan of the unis and hats, and it seems like a lot of the other guys in the clubhouse are too. So I think we got a lot of excitement to play in the Beach Chicken unis tonight.
Will, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Nah, man, thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers and Barons coming up next.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. The Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens and getting set for the fifth game of a six-game set against the Birmingham Barons, who enter today with a Southern League best 28-14 record. Time to take a look at the starting pitching matchup tonight for the Shuckers. It's the righty TJ Shook, 2-5 with a 4.46 ERA, but he's been dominant at home in 2024. In this ballpark, a 1-2-0 ERA with 23 strikeouts over 15 innings. That is the ninth lowest ERA at home at the AA level out of anybody who has thrown at least 15 innings. Rest of his line on the year, today's his ninth start, 34 1/3 innings, 14 walks, 46 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .219 against him. On the other side of things, it's a guy who's making his double-A debut in the lefty, Noah Schultz. He's 0-1 with a 3.95 ERA after seven starts with high A Winston-Salem. Seven starts, 27 1/3 innings, seven walks, and an eye-popping 42 strikeouts from the lefty. Lefties were not good against him at the high A level, to say the least. A 1.38 average against and a 34% strikeout rate. It will be interesting to see how long he goes. He's topped out this year at 4 innings and 67 pitches. The thinking is that Jairo Urarte, who was originally slated to start this game, will be coming in first out of the bullpen to piggyback off of Schultz. Schultz, number two prospect in the White Sox system, according to MLB Pipeline, the 40th overall prospect in minor league baseball. It's the Beach Chickens and the Barons. First pitch coming your way next. The Beach Chickens looking to snap a five-game skid, while the Barons, who have won four in a row, will look to extend their Big Best record with what would be their 29th win. TJ Shook on the hill for Biloxi. Noah Schultz is making his Double A debut for the Birmingham Barons. First pitch on your way next. This is Biloxi Beach Chickens Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires to first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires to first. Bovey the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove. Strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the Double A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
By country music recording artist Reed Foley gets us started on Saturday night. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network's coverage of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Though tonight the Shuckers are not the Shuckers. They have turned into the Biloxi Beach Chickens to pay homage and honor the seagulls that inhabit the beaches of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. They enter today at 18-25, Double A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and they go up against the Birmingham Barons, who enter today at 28-14. time to take a look at the starting pitcher for the Shuckers. It's the righty, T.J. Shook, 2-5 with a 4.46 ERA over 8 starts, but his home splits this year are nothing short of downright filthy good. 2-1 with a 1.2 ERA in this ballpark. 15 innings, he's allowed just 2 earned runs, 4 walks, and 23 strikeouts. Time to take a look at today's starting lineup for the Barons. It is brought to you and built by Renova Roofing. Duke Ellis, we've seen him in the 9 spot throughout the week. He is in the leadoff spot. Batting second is Jacob Gonzalez. He's had a terrific start to his Double-A career. Hits in each of the first 4 games and 3 multi-hit performances. Elsewhere in the order, Brooks Baldwin bats in the 3 spot. Edgar Caro bats 4th. Tim Elko bats in the 5 spot. Wilford Barris bats 6th. And the lineup rounds out with Jacob Burke, Tyler Nesloney, and Jason Matthews in the 9th spot. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. 85 degrees and clear. Right now the wind in from right at 8 miles an hour. It's time to play baseball. Righty T.J. Shook stands in at 6'4", 230 pounds. The 25-year-old righty, a native of Columbia, South Carolina, is set to go. The Beach Chickens are set to take flight, and we are underway. First pitch fouled back, and the count goes 2-1. First pitch time today, 6:07 p.m. Central. Again, 85 degrees and clear. Wind in from right is at 8 miles an hour. It is a warm day. It's starting to feel like summer. 0-1 pitch. Ellis rolls it to first. Martinez Jr. has it, sprints to the bag, taps it in time, retires Ellis, and the Biloxi Beach Chickens have recorded their first out. Time to take a look at the starting defense for Biloxi. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Jose Acosta is at second. Eric Brown Jr. is at short, though now he shifts up the middle with the lefty Gonzalez up, and Mike Bobie's at third. The pitch misses up and away. The count goes to 1-0. Gonzalez is 9 for his first 19 Double-A level. Got called up prior to the opener on Tuesday. The pitch misses up. The count goes to 2-0. Gonzalez is at the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch fouled back and out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. Shook is a 5-pitch guy. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, and a curveball. The 2-1 pitch. Gonzalez waves and misses. Changeup at 84, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That changeup's been a go-to pitch for Shook. He gets a lot of different kind of movement profiles on it. There's almost 2 different pitches. 2-2 delivery. Golf down to right center. Rodriguez charges in. Acosta, the second baseman, is out. Brown Jr., the shortstop, takes charge. And Gonzalez is retired for the second out.
Now batting the Barons shortstop, number 2, Brooks Baldwin. Number 2.
2 out, nobody on. And the switch hitter Brooks Baldwin steps in. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Just underway between the Shuckers and the Barons. Shook stares in. Now delivers. Baldwin takes away. It's a slider at 78. The count goes to 1-0. Baldwin is hitting a Southern League best 362 this season, 440 OBP, and a 933 OPS. The pitch misses off the inside corner. It's a fastball at 92, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Baldwin drives it out to left. Campbell charges and sticks up his mitt. And he catches a heater off Baldwin's bat. That one launched itself off the bat at 98 miles an hour. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning from T.J. Shook. The home cooking continues to be good for T.J. Shook. And the Shuckers will go up against the lefty Noah Schultz in the bottom of the first inning. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio
There's
Network.
A weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Beach Chickens and Barons are scoreless. And the lefty Noah Schultz is out to the mound to make his Double-A debut. The 6'9", 220-pound lefty comes up from high A after an 0-1 record with a 3.95 ERA. But nutty strikeout numbers. 42 strikeouts, 7 walks, 27 and a third innings. We'll extrapolate on that line a little bit more throughout the evening, but it is a guy with a lot of height who faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. in the leadoff spot. Schultz delivers. Brown Jr. takes a strike on the inside corner. It is a sinker at 95. Brown Jr. leads off the Shuckers lineup that's built by Renova Roofing. He's hitting 173 this season with a 239 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it down the right field line, foul. The count goes 0-2. Brown Jr. is at the very back of the right-handed box, now calls time. Home plate umpire today is Ellie Melton. Trey Chester is at first, and Denver Dangerfield is the third base umpire. No balls, two strikes. Schultz comes set. Now delivers. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Schultz is all of 20 years old, one of the younger guys at the Double-A level. The 1-2 pitch. Backdoors a slider for strike three. That was a wicked pitch. 83 miles an hour. 14 inches of run right to the outside corner. Brown Jr. is down for the first out. It brings up the lefty, Mike Bovey. Bovey, in at the back of the left-handed box, is hitting 289 this season with a 353 OBP. 1 out, nobody on in the last of the first. Schultz fires. It's dribbled out in front of home plate. Bovey hard out of the box. Caro out from behind home plate. Grabs it and fires to first. Beats Bovey by about two steps. And now two away for the righty, Brock Wilken. The motion from Noah Schultz, very reminiscent of Chris Sale. A tall lefty, a lot of whippy action with that arm. He now faces the righty Brock Wilken. Two out, nobody on, and the last of the first. Schultz delivers. Wilken takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. That was a changeup at 86 from Schultz. The 1-0 pitch. Called a strike. It's a sweeper at 83. And the count evens at 1-1. We've seen three pitches so far from Schultz, a sinker, a sweeper, and a changeup. The 1-1 pitch. Wilken takes up, sinker at 95, and the count goes to 2-1. Schultz enters today as the 40th ranked prospect in baseball by MLB Pipeline. The 2-1 pitch. Wolkin takes up and away. 95-mile-an-hour sinker, and the count goes to 3-1. Wilkins hitting .232 this year. Three homers, 11 driven in. He's had a great series. 6-for-17 at the plate with three extra base hits. The 3-1 pitch. Dots a sweeper on the inside corner, and the count goes full. 15 inches of run at 80 miles an hour and almost 3,000 RPMs of spin. The 3-2 pitch, called strike three. Another sweeper, this time on the outside corner at 81. And it is a 1-2-3 first inning from Schultz. Both of his strikeouts looking on the sweeper. We end of the second. It's scoreless between the Shuckers and the Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
To the top of the second inning, Beach Chickens and Barons are scoreless. The ready TJ Shook delivers, and Edgar Caro waves and misses at a fastball. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Caro's hitting .222 on the season, seven homers, 33 driven in. We're scoreless in the top of the second. The pitch is a called strike, 92 mile an hour sinker on the outside corner. Count runs 0-2. Caro's a switch hitter who digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Acquired last trade deadline by the White Sox from the Angels system. The 0-2 pitch. Tipped foul into Yerzy's glove for strike three. Four up, four down to start the day from Shook. That time he gets him on an 84-mile-an-hour changeup. And it brings up the righty Tim Elko. Shook's been a masterful pitcher at home this year. Entered today, 23 strikeouts to just four walks in 15 innings. Shook delivers home to Elko. Wave and a miss at a fastball, and the count goes 0-1. It's a fun battle right now, a matchup of two former SEC guys, T.J. Shook, a South Carolina Gamecock, and Tim Elko, a former Ole Miss Rebel. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses up at 81. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider at 80 miles an hour off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Elko's hitting .279 this year, but that average has raised way up thanks to an 11-game hit streak, where he's hit .340. That's not a typo. .340 with five extra base hits over his last 11 games. The 1-2 pitch. Elko pops it foul, first base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 pitch. Elko waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 92. Two up, two down in the second for Shook, both on strikeouts. That brings up the righty, Wolford Varis. We're scoreless in the top of the second between the Barons and the Shuckers, who tonight are playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Shook delivers. The righty Varis waves and misses. Sinker at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes 2-1. Varis is hitting .295 on the season, 5 homers, 18 driven in, and a .314 OBP. The pitch, Varis waves and misses, took a big cut, and a curveball at 79, and the count goes 2-2. Shook kicks and delivers, misses up. Fastball at 91, and the count goes to 1-2. Shook about throw his 21st pitch of the night. He's been quick and effective so far. The 1-2 pitch misses away with a slider, 80 miles an hour. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Shook trying to cap off a 1-2-3 second inning. He fires home. Ferris pops it foul. Off the window above the press box. And, well, we got a shattered window pane up here. The Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The pitch. Ferris ropes it fair down the third baseline. It barely hugs the line, and it rolls into the corner. Ferris rounds first and heads to second. The ball disappears behind the foul pole. Ferris chugs to third. The third base umpire, Denver Dangerfield, emphatically puts up two as a ground rule double for Varis. The foul poles at Shuckers Ballpark are in play, technically. They're on the field side of the wall as opposed to behind it. So they have a little kind of box that encases it. Varis rolled it right behind it down the left field line. Two out, one on. The righty Jacob Burke stands in. The pitch. Curveball is a called strike on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Misses just off the inside corner. Fastball at 92, and the count evens 1-1. Two out, runner on second. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Shook delivers. Burke takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a sinker at 92. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. One and two, the count with two away. Ronnie Shook stares in. Now delivers. Burke whips it out to right. It's into the gap, and it drops in for a single. Sparks picks it up and fires it in. Varus comes home from second. It's an RBI single from Burke, and a 1-0 Barons lead. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Nesloni. For Burke, it's his 9th RBI of the year. And the Barons have struck first in the 5th game of this 6-game set. They've scored first in each of the last 4 games. Nesloni's at the very back of the left-handed box. Now the pitch, runner off to second. Pitch is called a strike. Throw to second, a bit high, the tag, not in time. Burke swipes his 16th stolen base of the year. And now a runner in scoring position for the Barons. Counter, no balls and a strike. The pitch to Nesloni. He waves and misses. Goes fishing on a changeup low at 85. The counter, no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Nesloni takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Nesloni is playing in a game for the first time in 13 days. It's his first start since May 12th. He has a 370 average and a 370 OBP. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Does not go, and it's called a ball. On an 80-mile-an-hour slider, it did not miss by much. Counts of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shook delivers. Nesloni takes off the inside corner, a sinker at 92. And those are 2 real close calls that the Shuckers do not get the benefit of the doubt with. They're called balls, and the count goes full. Shook thought it was strike 3 and took 3 steps towards the dugout. The 3-2 pitch. Lifted fair. In a left for a base hit. Burke rounds third and comes home. Campbell picks it up and fires it in. Bobby, the third baseman, cuts it off. It's back-to-back RBI singles, and it's 2-0 Barons in the bottom of the second. Check that, the top of the second. Breaks up the righty, Jason Matthews. 2 runs on 3 hits this inning after Shook retired the first 5 in a row. Matthews digs in from the right side. Hitting 182 on the season with a 311 OBP. Shook delivers. It misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shook was at one point 1 pitch away from getting out of this inning on 21 pitches. He is now about to throw his 37th of the day. And there's 2 outs in the second. The 1-0 pitch, runner off to second. Pitch misses up. Throw to second on a hop to Acosta. It's by his glove, and it's into center. Nesloni gets to his feet, does not go to third. Got to his feet, saw the ball in short center and stayed put. Count at 2-0. Nesloni picks up a stolen base. The Barons now have a double-A leading 83 stolen bases on the year. For Nesloni, it's his 4th, 3rd of the year in 5 attempts. 2-0 the count to the righty Matthews. Shook comes home. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner at 92. Check that, at 81. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Checkers bullpen has already started getting warm. Lefty Russell Smith is up. The 2-1 pitch. Matthews smashes it towards center. Rodriguez over towards left center. And he makes the catch that ends the inning. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 2-0 Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with a sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the second inning. The Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens trail it 2-0 against the Birmingham Barons. The lefty Noah Schultz is back to work, and he faces the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch. Smashed on the ground to second. Couple of hops to Gonzalez, who spins and fires Delco at first. It retires Martinez Jr. Brings up Carlos Rodriguez. It's a hard hit ground ball off the bat at 111 miles an hour. Not a lot of reaction time for Gonzalez at second. Brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Schultz has been downright nasty to start today. The pitch misses away with a sweeper at 93. The count goes to 1-0. He's got a couple of different pitches. We've seen a sinker, a sweeper, and a changeup. The sweeper, one of the filthiest pitches we've seen all season long from up here in the booth. 1-0 pitch misses away. It's a sweeper at 81, and the count goes to 2-0. He has the ability to start it at about the midway point of the left-handed batter's box and end up on the outside corner. Up to 18 inches of run. The 2-0 pitch. Rodriguez rolls it up the middle. It's into center for a base hit. Rodriguez, who just keeps on hitting in 2024, extends his hit streak to three straight. And it brings up the switch hitter Noah Campbell from the right side. Shockers trail it 2-0. Campbell's hitting 271 this season. Schultz fires. It's a called strike top of the zone. A 94-mile-an-hour sinker. Schultz delivers. It's fouled off above the Shuckers dugout, first base side. And the count goes to 0-2. Schultz was drafted 26th overall by the White Sox in the 2022 draft. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Sinker at 92. And Campbell strikes out.
Now number five,
Schultz has struck out three already, and with two outs and a man on, the lefty Andy Yerzy steps in. Yerzy's hitting 174 this season. Beach Chickens trail it 2-0. The pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Baldwin snags it, takes a step, lops it to first. It's in time. And the Shuckers are scoreless. 3-2. No runs, one hit, no errors. Oh, one runner left on base. We have the third. It's 2-0 Barons on the Biloxi Beach Chickens Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We head to the top of the third inning. The Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens trail it 2-0. The righty TJ Shook is back to work against the lefty Duke Ellis. First pitch is chopped towards third and by Bovey in a left for a single. Ellis is already 1-for-2. He extends his on-base streak to 10 in a row, his hit streak to 5 straight, and with that, we bring in LaWanda Jones, who's with us tonight from Military One Coast, who is honored pregame as part of a Heart of the Shucker Community Fund donation. LaWanda, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
How exciting is it to be here at the ballpark, to be honored, especially with this being Memorial Day weekend?
It's such an amazing opportunity and experience, and I could not be more excited to be here and to be able to partner with the Shuckers to continue to support our military and veterans.
Well, talking about military and veterans, this is a military town. Keese Air Force Base is all of 2 miles down the road from the ballpark. How does Military One Coast help those around the community?
So we support especially our military installations because there are certain things they can't ask for, and we're there to support them and get them the things that they need. But we also support other organizations, veteran groups, by supporting, like, at the National Cemetery. Like, today we placed the flags, which was an amazing experience. It brings us back to remembering why we do what we do. We also support, like, Raymond's Funeral Home when they go to take the veterans to the World War II Museum, which is an amazing opportunity.
Well, and speaking of what happened earlier today, I was talking with some of the guys who were at the National Cemetery, and it was a really impactful moment for them. How impactful was it for Military One Coast to be able to be a part of an event like that, have some Shuckers players there, and really bring that community aspect to it?
It really brings the importance of the support of our community members and the need. There's over 27,000 graves at that National Cemetery, and it takes our entire community to get that done so that we can remember and we can honor. And so for us to be able to partner and have been there together was an amazing experience.
And I know the players were saying great things about it. Well, Childers earlier, he had some family members who had served, and it was a really impactful moment for him. Duke Ellis is at second. The pitch misses low to Jacob Gonzalez, and the count goes to 1-2. Especially with it being Memorial Day weekend, what are some things outside of the cemetery today is Military One Coast doing throughout the community?
So we actually today participated with the disability veterans, and they did a whole Memorial Day ceremony, and we were there to honor. We got to hear a gentleman sing the taps, and it just brought us back to remember why we do what we do. So that was an amazing opportunity, and now we're here closing out the day with the Shuckers, and couldn't be more happy to be here.
You're very passionate about Military One, because if you've talked to David Blackwell at all, he's our community relations manager here with the Shuckers. Ellis is off to third. The pitch misses away. No throw, and Ellis has two stolen bases in this at-bat to Gonzalez. He's up to 30 on the season, and the count is at 3-2. Shuckers bring the infield in. But David Blackwell, anytime you talk to him, sings a lot of the praises of Military One Coast. What makes Military One Coast so impactful to you?
It's the freedom to connect to any of those military-affiliated organizations. And if it's through sponsorship, giving back by volunteering, we have that freedom to be there when they need us the most. We also support veteran-owned businesses. That's one of our big things that we do. We do grants for those veteran-owned businesses, and so we encourage our veterans and our military and retirees to that entrepreneur, and we're there to support them in that, and we will give them out grants as well.
Jacob Gonzalez just smashed a double to the wall in right center. It scores Duke Ellis, and all of a sudden it's 3-0 Barons over the Beach Chickens in the top of the third inning. Nobody out, and the switch hitter Brooks Baldwin digs in from the left side. We are joined LaWanda Jones from Military One Coast, who was honored pregame with a Heart of the Shucker Community Fund donation. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back. Pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. What are some other military organizations that Military One Coast supports and helps with around the community?
So we also support and partner with Work for Warriors. They actually bring in retirees and help them with placement jobs and stuff as they're transitioning out of the military. We also work with the Association of the U.S. Army with several different events with them. Like I said, we do partner with Raymond's for the funeral, the veterans trip to the World War II Museum. We will start doing more with the disability veterans, so I'm excited about that. We also participated, which just happened in Bay St. Louis, with the walk. So, yeah, we're building, and anywhere and everywhere we can be to show our support, we want to be there.
Brooks Baldwin smashes one up the middle. Gonzalez comes home from second. The first three have all got a hit in this third inning for the Barons, and it is 4-0 with nobody out in the top of the third inning for Baldwin. It's his 25th RBI of the year, and it brings up the switch hitter Edgar Caro. Andy Yerzy out to the mound to talk with T.J. Shook. How did you get involved with Military One Coast?
Well, before I actually worked for the Chamber, I was just a regular member because I'm very passionate about the military. I'm a military brat myself. So it was an easy way for me to connect. And then once I got started, they immediately saw that I would be a perfect fit to be the liaison. And that was one of the best choices I think they ever made, because it has been the most amazing experience, and getting to be able to partner, like you said, with Keesler Air Force Base and the Navy Base, and getting those opportunities to go to CB Day and those things, to really be able to be cheerleaders for them, I wouldn't change it for the world.
The pitch to Caro is chopped right side of the infield. Acosta at second is over. Snags it, fires to Martinez Jr. at first. That retires Caro for the first out. Baldwin moves to second, and it brings up the righty Tim Elko. How impactful is it to be really entrenched in the community down here with the amount of military presence that there is in Biloxi, whether it's Keesler Air Force Base or the Seabees Base, which is down the road in Gulfport?
It is so important that we have that connectivity, because it is such a huge part of our community. And like I said before, there are things that they can't go after, and they need our voice. We are the voice for them. We are the connector to them, for them. When they can't be. One of the things we started this year is actually honoring an airman. That's another way to connect the Air Force immediately to this community and to Biloxi. So it's very important that we have that connectivity.
Brooks Baldwin's at second. Tim Elko's at the plate. It's 4-0. Barons over the Beach Chickens in the top of the third inning. 4 runs on 6 hits already for Birmingham. The pitch to Elko. He swings and drives it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. What's it been like partnering with the Biloxi Shuckers? I know you and David Blackwell, such a terrific relationship in our front office. And I know every time you talk to him, it's always very highly about Military One Coast.
Let me tell you, y'all are amazing. It has been the best partnership. I couldn't have asked for anything else. being able to be so fluid and coming together to help us reach goals that we couldn't reach by ourselves. You are one of the Shuckers are one of the sponsors of that new Airman Award, Outstanding Airman Award that we do at our Breakfast with the Mayor 3 times a year. Being there, supporting our annual meeting, and showing up for like the salute to the military that's coming up in October, we could not ask for a better community partner to help shout both of our missions and what we're here to do. It's been such an amazing experience, and David is a rock star.
Pitch timer violation called on TJ Shuck. I'm sure he's blushing. He's probably behind us outside in the media dining room. We can't see his face. We can kind of look around the corner. Well, his face isn't quite too red. They might have the volume turned down on the TV out there. 2-1 the count to Tim Elko. Runner on second. We're in the top of the third inning. It's 4-0 Barons over the Shuckers. The 2-1 pitch to Elko. Hammered out to deep left. It curls towards the foul pole. It is fair. Gone. Home run. It's a 4-run inning for the Barons. Elko hits his 5th of the year. And it's a 6-0 Barons lead. Elko got ahead of a changeup and smashed it off the bat at 102 miles an hour, curls it around the left field pole, and the Barons have scored 5 or more runs in all 5 games in this series. Brings up the righty Wolford Varis with just 1 out and nobody on. Shook fires home. Varis takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. You mentioned that Outstanding Airman Award. What went into creating that brand new award?
Wow, it's been a little while in the making. It was getting the right people in the right place to make that happen. So I worked with Chief Master Sergeant Venning at Keesler Air Force Base, who is, I'm actually connected to him as an honorary commander, and brought him this idea. And I was like, okay, what other connectivity? And I was like, I know the perfect person for this. And who did I call? David. And was like, let me tell you what we want to do. Can you help me make this happen? And he's like, that's amazing. And so now we've actually given away one of those. In March, we gave away one. And then we will do one in July and one in November.
Pop down the right field line. Sparks is in on it. It drops in for a single, and it rolls towards the Shuckers bullpen. Barris around first, heads to second. Sparks fires it back in towards the infield. Varis is 2 for 2 today with 2 doubles. And the inning continues for the righty Jacob Burke. 5 hits in the inning for the Barons. Already 4 runs scored. And up comes Burke. He's hitting 207 this year entering today. But he's 7 for 16 in this series. An RBI single back in the second. Again, it's 6-0 Barons. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for the Beach Chickens. Shuckers alternate identity tonight. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Well, it doesn't quite have to do with Military One Coast, but what are your thoughts on the whole Beach Chickens ensemble the Shuckers have going on tonight?
So let me tell you, like, the outfit is fire. I want a pair of the slides. I'm already putting that out there. But, yeah, it's amazing. The color is perfect for the summer. They look fantastic.
Well, I know the players very much agree with you. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-1. They've had the hats for about 3 weeks, and as soon as they got them, we went on a road trip. It's a 2-week road trip to Pensacola and Kodak, Tennessee. And every day during BP, field work, stretching, they were wearing it in earnest. They were very excited to break out the uniforms tonight.
Well,
the
1-1
pitch,
like
runner off to third, and it's popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Varis heads back to second. Martinez Jr. tries to make the basket catch. It dunks in and out of his mitt. And the count goes to 1-2. He was close. He was almost running out of room. The fortunate thing is they didn't tumble into the Shuckers dugout. Count at 1-2 with 1 away. We talked about the slides as well. Those were given out pregame for the first 1,500 fans. I'm sure if we have one left over, they've got your name all over it. We've talked about a couple different people tonight who may be able to help you out there. 1-2, the count with 1 away. Against the righty Burke. Paris is off second. The pitch misses away, and the count evens at 2-2. But looking to the future with Military One Coast, how does tonight's donation help out future goals?
Wow, it actually is going to go to help support so that we can give out more of those small business grants and also host resource events that bring those resources to veteran and active duty military, along with our other partners, like I said, with Work With Warrior and those people. Also with the VA, we partner with them to host events that can bring, to keep them on the forefront of the changes and the things and the benefits, because we don't want them to miss out on the benefits that they have served this country and they deserve to get. So that's how that donation is going to work for us to continue to spread and share those resources.
Burt grounds out to second. Ferris moves up to third. It's 6-0 Barons with two outs in the top of the third inning. And the left-handed hitting Tyler Nesloney stands in. The man on third and two away. Again, we're in the top of the third inning. The pitch is a ball. Sinker off the inside corner and the count goes to 1-0. For people who want to get involved with Military One Coast, how do they get involved?
So you can actually go and join at the mscoastchamber.com. There is a section for Military One Coast. It is an individual fee of $100, which helps us to continue to do those grants and the activities that we do. You will get all the information of everything that we're doing in the community so that you can connect and be a part of what we do.
When those $100 go right back into Military One Coast, right?
Yes. It goes right back into the community.
1-1 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. You talk about those small business grants. What are some small businesses that Military One Coast, with the help of the Shuckers, has really been able to highlight and present over the past couple of months?
Yes. So one that I actually would like to shout out is Nigel's Heart Saving. They actually are a company that goes, and they're teaching CPR. Not only to veterans, but to the community as a whole. She is actually a retired veteran herself and saw a need. So that was a really amazing opportunity for her to bring that. We also have people like IDR Agency, Courtney Jacobs, who is, she's active duty, but that helps her and her business of bringing insurance and knowledge to our veteran as well as the community as a whole.
That sounds terrific. 3-2 with two away against the lefty Nesloney. Varus is off third. It's 6-0 Barons in the third. The pitch misses low, and Nesloney draws a walk. It brings up the righty Jason Matthews, and the lefty Russell Smith continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Matthews, the ninth batter to hit in this inning. Six of the first eight have reached. Four of the eight have scored, including a two-run home run from Tim Elko. And the righty Jason Matthews stands on in. Any upcoming events on the horizon for Military One Coast?
Our next event up is our Coffee with a Veteran that is also being supported by the Biloxi Shuckers. That'll take place on August 7th at 8 a.m. at the Hospitality Resort Management Center. This is a free event. Thanks to the support of the Biloxi Shuckers, we bring in veterans, resource partners, elected officials for an opportunity to have one-on-one conversations and learn the new resources that are out there for our veterans, retired, and active duty.
The 1-0 delivery misses away with a slider, and the count goes to 2-0. How impactful is that Coffee with a Veteran? Because that sounds like something that everybody should take advantage of.
Absolutely. I love it because it gives you that just calm, have breakfast, coffee, and you just get to have a conversation. Last year, I met some amazing people and got to learn their military story. We had some people who were with the Vietnam War. We had a couple with the Korean War, and actually hearing kind of their war story, man, does it bring it back and give you goosebumps.
2-1 the count right now on the righty Jason Matthews. We have been joined throughout the inning by LaWanda Jones at Military One Coast. Runners in the corners with two away. The pitch, check swing, fouled up the third baseline. It stays fair. Yerzy picks it up. It's called a fair ball. He fires to first, and that ends the inning. Well, Wanda, thank you so much for joining us. It's been quite the pleasure having you up
thank
here tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're through 2.5. The Barons lead it 6-2. We're back in a moment for the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the third inning, the Shuckers trail it 6-0 against the Birmingham Barons. 8-9-1 in the order due up against the lefty Noah Schultz. He's into his third inning. He's gone two scoreless with three strikeouts. Schultz delivers. Misses low. Sinker at 95, and the count goes to 1-0. Schultz today is making his Double-A debut, the 40th-ranked prospect in all of baseball by MLB Pipeline. The 1-0 delivery. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Schultz was drafted out of high school in Illinois. Grew up about 20 miles from Chicago. He fires home. Sparks takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a sweeper at 81. The count goes to 2-1. Shuckers have seen each of the top two pitchers in this system the last two nights. The 2-1 delivery. Sparks checks his swing. It's a called strike on a sweeper inside corner, 82. And the count evens 2-2. Yesterday, they saw Drew Thorpe, the third-ranked prospect in the White Sox system, second-ranked pitcher. He went six innings of one-run ball. Today, they see the second-ranked prospect in the system and the top-ranked pitcher in Noah Schultz. The pitch. Called strike three at the knees, a sweeper at 83. Four strikeouts today for Schultz. Three of them have been looking on the sweeper, and it brings up the switch hitter, Jose Acosta. Acosta stands in at the back of the right-handed box against the lefty. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Acosta hitting 160 on the season. The pitch. Acosta dribbles it out in front of home plate. Two hops back to Schultz on the hill. Fires to first. And there's two away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Been an easy going day if you're a Barons outfielder. One ball has reached the outfield. That was Carlos Rodriguez's single in the second. Brown Jr. up, two out, nobody on. 6-0 Barons in the third. Schultz delivers. Chops foul into the Barons dugout. Third base side, and the count goes 0-1. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted on one hop right side of the infield. Gonzalez gets it at second, spins and fires the first from short right. Retires Brown Jr. and ends the inning. Again, the Text the Booth number 601-514-0776. Way to the fourth. 6-0 Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Duke Ellis leads things off in the top of the fourth inning for the Barons. Shuckers trail it 6-0. Six runs on eight hits for the Barons, and the new pitcher, lefty Russell Smith, steers in, fires to Ellis. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Smith is in for T.J. Shook, who goes three innings, gives up six runs on eight hits. Walks one, strikes out two, allows a homer, and throws 73 pitches. Smith delivers. It's called strike in the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Smith makes his 12th appearance of the year, a 3.18 ERA in 17 innings with four walks and 25 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Ellis lifts it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Ellis is 1-for-2 today, came up last inning. In fact, everybody in this order came up last inning. They sent 9 to the plate, scored 4 times. The pitch, fouled back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, Ellis waves and misses. Change up on the outside corner at 81. Smith picks up the strikeout. Now one away for the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI double back last inning. He's tallied 10 hits in his first 21 double-A at-bats. He's retired a hit and recorded a hit in each of his first 5 games at the level. He's at the back of the left-handed box against Smith. The pitch popped up, third base side foul territory. Bovee ranges over towards the railing, and it's into the seats. Count goes to 0-1. By the way, we'd like to say hello to Johnny, who's listening in from Calhoun City, Mississippi. Big fan of the Beach Chicken's Identity. Proud host of the Earn Fun Average podcast. Big hello to Kane as well, who's tuning in from Section 100. The 0-1 pitch. Slider dribbled foul, third base side, and the count goes to 0-2. The EFA on these Shuckers jerseys, we can tell you, is pretty good. It is a Hawaiian shirt vibe with the Beach Chicken's primary logo on the upper left part of the chest. The 0-2 pitch, lifted towards left, Campbell charges in on it, sticks up his mitt, hangs up just enough for him to make the catch. And now two away for the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. The pitch to Brooks Baldwin is a called strike on the inside corner. Baldwin's a switch hitter in from the right side against the lefty Russell Smith. Shuckers, who tonight playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens, trail it 6-0 with two outs and nobody on in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch to Baldwin misses inside, and it hits him in the back foot. He reaches base for the second time tonight. Single last time up. That extended his on-base streak to 16 in a row. And now it brings up Edgar Caro from the right side. And Baldwin takes a moment down at first. He's good to go. Smith comes in. Caro's 0 for 2 tonight. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Count goes 0-1. Caro is one of just two guys in this lineup who has not recorded a hit tonight. 0 for 2, 2 for 14 in the series. Smith comes home. Fouled back, and the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Smith trying to work through a scoreless fourth inning. He delivers. Caro takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to right center. Not too deep. Sparks the right fielder, ranges over under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 3.5, and it's 6-0 Barons over the Beach Chickens. We're back in a moment on the Beach Chickens Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers trail it 6-0 against the Birmingham Barons. Shuckers tonight have broken out the Biloxi Beach Chickens uniforms. one of their two alternate identities this season. It'll be the Beach Chickens for four games this year. Starting tonight, the lefty Noah Schultz is back to work. He's been terrific so far today. Three scoreless innings, and he's allowed just one hit. He faces the lefty Mike Bovey. First pitch is a sweeper. That pitch is very, very good. It is a called strike one in the inside corner. It is a disgusting pitch from Noah Schultz. 17 inches of movement, 3,000 RPMs of spin, and impossible to hit. The pitch lifted foul back to the screen. Bovey got good wood on it. Count goes 0-2. Schultz showing off tonight why he's the top-ranked pitching prospect in the White Sox organization. The 0-2 pitch. Bovey lifts it down the left field line. It curls foul. Matthews, the third baseman, is over, and it hits off the side rail and deflects back towards the foul line. Counter, no balls and two strikes with nobody out. Barron's got two in the second, four in the third. The Shockers have one hit. That was off Carlos Rodriguez's bat with one out in the second. The 0-2 pitch. Dribbled up the third baseline. Schultz off the mound, gloves it, spins. Fires to first with his momentum, taking him towards third. It's in time, and he retires Bovey. One out for Brock Wilken. Well, not only has Schultz looked terrific on the mound, he's also looked terrific off the mound with two terrific PFP opportunities. Brock Wilken steps in from the right side. One out, nobody on. 6-0 Barons. The pitch. He swings and lines it down the left field line. Foul. Hops out of play. Counter 0-1. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Sweeper at 86. The count goes 0-2. The pitch. Wilken takes up and away. Count goes 0-2. The 1-2 pitch, Wilken takes up, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilken's 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout. The pitch, sweeper, called strike 3 in the outside corner. Schultz has struck him out twice, looking on the same exact pitch. It's that sweeper that starts off the outside corner and has 16 inches of break towards the outside black. And he retires Wilken for the second out. Schultz has looked dominant in his Double-A debut. 5 strikeouts, 3 2/3 scoreless. Ernesto Martinez Jr.'s up. First pitch is a called strike 1 with that sweeper on the outside corner. Martinez Jr. is up from the left side. Shockers trail it 6-0. Schultz comes home. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The White Sox drafting Schultz was something out of the ordinary. When they drafted him in 2022, they had not drafted a high school pitcher in the first round since 2001. The pitch dribbled on the right side of the infield. Schultz off the mound, bare hands. It flips to Elko at first, and that ends the inning. He not only authors the inning on the mound, but makes two terrific plays on grounders for a 1-2-3-4. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. He's faced one over the minimum through four, and we go to the fifth. 6-0 Birmingham over the Beach Chickens on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the top of the fifth inning. Ready, Tim Elko stands in against the lefty Russell Smith. It's 6-0 Barons. The pitch, wave and a miss on a changeup. The count goes 0-1. Smith out for his second inning. From the Shuckers bullpen, relieved T.J. Shook, who is done after three innings and 73 pitches. The 0-1 pitch. Elko chops it foul ball third base side. And the count goes 0-2. Elko's 1-for-2 tonight with a two-run homer back in the third inning. Curled around the Pullman left. The 0-2 pitch. Elko chops it foul third base side, and the count goes to stay in 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Smith at 6'8", 245 pounds, comes set. Now delivers. Elko takes low to change it with 82. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full with 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, Elko takes low, and he draws a walk. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the fourth inning, Smokies and Blue Wahoos are tied at 1. Bottom of 3, M Braves are up 6-4 on Chattanooga. And in the top of the fourth, Rocket City leads Montgomery 2-1. The pitch. He is called strike 1. Well, we always joke about how, not a joke, but we do have a read up here in the booth that foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. And a number to call if you ever need any glass replacements. 0-1 pitch. Harris pops it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-2. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Call Glass Doctor today at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Well, we actually have to call them. Wilford Veras broke a window up here in the broadcast booth. 0-2 pitch. Chopped foul ball third base side in the count. At 0-2. He fouled one back and shattered the glass. We have two panes of windows. bottom half and a top half. And the top left part of the far side window is pulverized thanks to Varus. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back this one just to the screen, and the count stays at 0-2. Wolford Varus is 2-for-2 tonight. And if they ever include a stat on Baseball Reference called smashed windows, he would have one. 0-2, the count with nobody out. The pitch. Chopped to short. Brown Jr. has it. Feeds Acosta at second for one. The throw to first is in time. Checkers turn a double play. That Checkers double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Right-handed hitting Jacob Burke steps in. 1-for-2 today with an RBI single. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Barons lead it 6-0 over Biloxi. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Burke fouls it off. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Got a late start on an 81-mile-an-hour changeup. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Line foul. Out of play in the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted foul, first base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, two away. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 6-0 Birmingham. The 1-2 pitch. Misses away, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Hammer down the right field line. It tails towards the Checkers bullpen and into the seats. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Lefty Smith against the righty Jacob Burke. We're on to an eighth pitch in this battle. Smith about to throw his 34th pitch of the evening. This is just his second inning on the hill. The 2-2 pitch. Burke lifts it out to left center. Campbell is over into the gap on the run. He sticks out his mitt and makes the catch. Thanks to a double play, it's a 1-2-3 inning from Russell Smith. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. Beach Chickens trail the Barons 6-0 on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Checkers. Book your group outing to a Checkers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We enter the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers trail the Barons 6-0. And a new pitcher in the ballgame. Nolan Schultz done after 40 pitches and four innings. And Anthony Hoopy, Tuionatoa, comes in for Birmingham. The pitch lifted out to left. Tyler Nesloni is under it. And he makes the catch. Check that. That is Jairo Arorte, who is out on the mound. Our apologies. Jairo Arorte was slated to originally start today before Schultz was named the Saturday starter earlier this week. Rodriguez lines out to left, brings up Noah Campbell. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. So the final line for Schultz, four innings, gives up one hit, no runs in his Double-A debut, no walks, and strikes out five, throws 40 pitches. The pitch to Campbell is a ball off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-0. Jairo Arorte, just like Drew Thorpe, came over from the Padres this past offseason in exchange for Dylan Cease. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. This is Arorte's first appearance out of the bullpen this year. He has a 2.89 ERA and 8 starts. The pitch, check swing, and a called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. Arorte, 43 2/3 innings pitch and 56 strikeouts. One of the best numbers in the Southern League. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Backdoors a slider at 83. And now two away for the lefty, Andy Yerzy.
There's catch number 5, Andy Yerzy.
That's that slider from Arorte. Up steps the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy. Shuckers trail it 6-0 in the fifth inning. Arorte delivers. Yerzy waves and misses. Change up at 87, and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Yerzy pops it up. Left side of the infield. Baldwin, the shortstop, under it in short left center. And he makes the catch. That ends the inning. A 7-pitch frame from Jairo Arorte to start his day. Into the sixth, it's 6-0 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Tyler Nasloni leads it off for the Barons. We head to the top of the sixth inning. It's 6-0 Barons over the Shuckers, who tonight are playing as the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. Lifted out to right. Not deep. Sparks a long way in. Martinez Jr. is out. Jose Acosta is out as well. And the second baseman, Acosta, makes the catch. One away. And it brings up the righty, Jason Matthews. Matthews is 0-for-2 today. Line out to center. And a ground out. It traveled about 2.5 feet out front of home plate. One out. Nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. It's 6-0. The pitch misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. 6 runs on 8 hits tonight. All 8 hits came off Shuckers starter T.J. Shook. Russell Smith has carried the torch well in the bullpen. The pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers have gone up against a lot of good pitching this week, but their bullpen has been terrific in holding games close, giving the Shuckers a chance late. The 2-0 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. Yesterday, Nick Merkel, 2 2/3 hitless out of the bullpen, did not allow a run. The day before, Caleb Bowman and Sam Gardner combined for 6 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball to help send the game to extras. 3-0 pitch. Called strike at the top of the zone. And the count goes to 3-1. The pitch misses away. Fastball at 87. Matthews works a walk. 3 runners have reached against Smith. 2 walks and a hit batter. One of the walks was erased after a 6-4-3 double play last inning. Now brings up Duke Ellis. Shuckers down 6-0. The pitch. Ellis takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Both teams are into their bullpens. For the Shuckers, first out is Russell Smith. For the Barons, it is Jairo Iriarte. Momentary pause. Ball got loose on the warning track and right. Mar Sparks tosses it back to a couple of kids. The 1-0 pitch. Ellis takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Ellis is 1-for-3 tonight, singled and came around to score in the third. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. Smith fires. Misses low and away. Ball 4. And it's back-to-back walks with one away. Matthews to second. Ellis to first. And the left-handed hitting Jacob Gonzalez steps in. By the way, on the text the booth line, we also want to say hello to Todd and Donna Shook, who are tuning in today from Columbia, South Carolina. As always, you can join in on the text the booth line at 601-514-0776. The pitch
misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. And the Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving again. The 1-0 pitch misses low. It's a slider at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 2-0. Will Childers hops onto the rubber and starts getting warm. The 2-0 pitch. Gonzalez watches strike one go by in the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Two on, one away, and a lot of speed on the base paths. Ellis at first. First Southern League player to 30 stolen bases. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch lifted towards left center. It curls away from Rodriguez in center, but he's over to make the grab. Two away with two on for the switch hitter Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin is 1-for-2 today with an RBI single in the third. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Two out, two on. 6-0 Barons in the top of the sixth inning against the Beach Chickens. Smith delivers. Baldwin tips it foul into Yersey Smith. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Baldwin fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-2. This is a Barons team that right now, one of the better records in all of minor league baseball. It's the best record in the Southern League. But as we've seen this week, one of the best teams in all of AA. The pitch fouled back, and the count stays at 0-2. This series, entering today, they have a .305 team average. They have 8 hits already. That has risen throughout the game. Entering today, they had 60 plate appearances with a runner in scoring position. That's the fourth most in AA. And today, they're 5-for-9 with a runner in scoring position. 0-2 pitch is lifted down the left field line, foul. One hopping out of play. No balls, two strikes, two away. Smith delivers. Slider lifted towards center. Rodriguez under it, and he makes the catch. Three scoreless innings out of the bullpen for Russell Smith. And he keeps it at a 6-0 Barons lead. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's 6-0 Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, general manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice of your Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Jairo Iriarte is back to work for the Barons. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail it 6-0. Iriarte fires, and the first pitch misses away to the right-handed hitting Omar Sparks. Count goes to 1-0. Sparks is 0-1 today, struck out on a slider back in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Iriarte, yet another highly touted prospect in this White Sox system that the Shuckers have seen this series. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Last 2 days, the Shuckers have seen third-ranked White Sox prospect Drew Thorpe, second-ranked White Sox prospect Noah Schultz, and now ninth-ranked prospect. 2-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Iriarte and Thorpe were both acquired this offseason from the San Diego Padres in the deal that sent Dylan Cease to San Diego. The 3-1 pitch misses low, and it's a four-pitch walk to start the sixth. Brings up the switch hitter, Jose Acosta.
Here's second baseman number six, Jose Acosta.
Acosta digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. He's 0-1 today. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back. It's a fastball that blazes in at 93 for a called strike one. Sparks takes his lead off first. The 0-1 pitch. Acosta waves and misses. A hard cut. And an 87-mile-an-hour changeup. The count goes to 0-2. Acosta calls time and steps out for a moment. Now digs back in. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The 0-2 pitch. Acosta takes strike three on the inside corner. Another changeup. This time at 89. Now one away for the righty Eric Brown Jr. One out, one on. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's 6-0 Birmingham. Iriarte fires. Slider is a called strike on the inside corner. Iriarte originally signed with the Padres out of Venezuela in 2018. Quickly became one of the top prospects in their system. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. 2021 was a rough year for Iriarte. He had an ERA over 11 in 12 appearances. Then an ERA over 5 in the offensive-minded California League with the Lake Elsinore Storm in 2022. Then made his way up to AA last season, again in the offensive-minded Texas League with the San Antonio Missions, where he had a 4.30 ERA, but 51 strikeouts in 29 and a third innings. Strikeouts have been his calling card, 128 and 90 and a third a year ago. And this year, he has 58. The 0-2 pitch, Sparks his off slider, popped foul back to the screen. And the count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Sparks is off first. Iriarte delivers. Runner off to second. Pitch misses up. Throw to second in time. And Sparks is caught stealing. Caro fires it down to second. Gonzalez with the tag. Sparks is caught stealing for the second time this year in six attempts. And now the count at one ball and two strikes with two away. The pitch misses off the inside corner with an 84-mile-an-hour slider. And the count's even 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Sinker at 95 at the knees. And Iriarte goes with back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're off to the seventh. Will Childers comes in. The Shuckers trail it 6-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Into the top of the seventh inning. The lefty Russell Smith is out of the game. And in comes the right-handed former Georgia Bulldog, Will Childers. It's 6-0 Barons. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Javik Blake back alongside you. The pitch. Caro in from the left side takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Russell Smith goes three hitless innings and does not allow a run. Walks three, strikes out one. Childers fires. It's a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Smith also throws 54 pitches and extends his current shutout streak to 3 2/3 innings. The 1-1 pitch. Caro takes up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Childers makes his fifth appearance in AA this year. He's allowed 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. The 2-1 pitch. Caro waves and misses. Changeup off the outside corner. Count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Caro takes up and in, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It's 6-0 Barons. The 3-2 pitch. Caro takes low. It's a curveball at 84. And the Barons draw their fifth walk of the night.
Up stands the righty, Tim Elko. Barons lead it 6-0. Six runs on eight hits. All six runs scored between the second and the third inning. Childers delivers. Elko takes a curveball in the outside corner for strike one. Childers said being in the SEC, one of the cool parts now being in AA is getting to face some guys that he faced in college. One of those is Tim Elko. The 0-1 pitch. Drives a curveball at the knee for strike two. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The former Georgia Bulldog is up 0-2 on the former Ole Miss Rebel. The 0-2 pitch tips foul back to the screen, and the count stays at 0-2. Elko's had himself a night. 1-for-2. He walked in the fifth and hit a two-run homer around the left field pole in third. The 0-2 delivery. Elko takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Childers delivers. Elko takes strike three on the outside corner. The Georgia Bulldog wins that battle. One away, and it brings up the righty, Wolford Varis. That was at 95 from Childers. One of the fastest pitches we've seen tonight from any Shuckers pitcher. And it brings up the righty, Varis, with one away and a man on first. It's 6-0 Barons. Childers delivers. Spins a curve that just misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Barons lead Biloxi 6-0 in the top of the seventh. Fifth game of a six-game set. The pitch, wave and a miss. Ferris can't get it up to 94 from Childers, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Popped up on one hop. Smart play by Acosta. Flips to second for one. Brown Jr. to first. Not in time. It's a fielder's choice. Ferris reaches. It was a smart play by Acosta. It was either catch it in the air and only guarantee yourself one out, or let it drop and see if you can turn two. Two out and a man on for the righty, Jacob Burke. It's 6-0 Barons in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Burke takes low. Here's he blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. Burke is 1-for-3 today with an RBI single back in the second. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike, top of the zone. It's a slider at 89. The count evens at 1-1. Ferris is short lead off first. Martinez Jr. holds him on. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. It's a curveball at 89. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Childers gets him looking at an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Shuckers pin has thrown a four. Finish tonight. No runs. No hits. There's one left on base. It's time to stretch. Biloxi beats Ticket Trail of Bear in six on the Biloxi Shuckers Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jamvik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Iriarte is back to work for Birmingham. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 6-0 Barons over the Biloxi Shuckers. Iriarte delivers. First pitch to the lefty Mike Bovey is a cold strike one. If you're just joining us, the Barons scored all six of their runs between the second and the third inning. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers, though, have been cooled off by the pitching core for the Birmingham Barons with a 2.57 ERA entering today. The pitch. Bovey lifts it into left center. It's down for a base hit. Has Loney over to grab it. Bovey snaps an 0-for-11 skid at the plate. Brings up the righty Brock Wilkins. The Shuckers have had a lot of fight late in games this week. Brock Wilkins steps up. Time to see what Biloxi can do here. They trail it 6-0. They have 9 outs to play with. Iriarte fires. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin waves and misses at a slider. And the count evens at 1-1. Bovey's at first. It's 6-0 Barons. The Shuckers bullpen has done a masterful job at keeping it at 6-0. They've tossed 4 shutout innings tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Called strike two at the knees. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and pops it up. Out to short right. Burke charges in. Gonzalez is out, and it drops between them. Gonzalez snags it. It is back-to-back singles, and the Shuckers are in business here in the seventh. Mike Bobey reaches second. It's the first time today the Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position, and they have two on and nobody out for Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's 6-0 Barons in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Martinez Jr. today is 0-2. Two grand outs to second. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Shuckers trying to claw their way back into this thing. They trail it 6-0. The pitch, wave and a miss. A 94-mile-an-hour sinker, top of the zone. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Two on, one out. Jairo Iriarte delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Battle of two Venezuelans, Iriarte on the mound. From Guayra, Venezuela. Rodriguez at the plate from Valencia in Venezuela. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes a strike on the outside corner. A sinker at 94. And the count's at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Iriarte comes set. Now the pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Noah Campbell stands on deck. The 2-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes full. Iriarte gets sent. Now the pitch. Rodriguez swings and pops it up. It drifts out to left, and as Loney's over towards the line, on the line, he makes the catch. That retires Rodriguez for the second out. Two out, two on, and the switch hitting Noah Campbell digs in from the left side. Runners in first and second with two outs. Right now, a golden opportunity for the Shuckers to get back into this thing in the late stages.
6-0 Barons in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bovee's at second, Wilkins at first. Iriarte delivers. Wave and a miss. Change up outside corner at 88. Campbell's 0 for 2 today. One strikeout swinging, one looking. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. He swings and drives it out to right center. Ellis back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Sounded hard off the bat, but it hung up just enough for Ellis to snag it. And it ends the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We're off to the eighth, and it's 6-0 Barons. In a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Childers is out for his second inning. We head to the top of the eighth. It's 6-0 Barons over the Shuckers. The pitch misses off the inside corner to the lefty Tyler Nesloney. And we're underway in the eighth. Childers, a right-handed arm, enters his second inning. Struck out two, stranded one. Did not allow a hit last inning. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Backdoors a slider at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes 0-2. The pitch. Nesloney takes away. Count goes to 2-1. Childers from the first base side of the rubber fires. Misses up. Count evens 2-2. Check that. The count goes to 3-1. Nesloney is 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single back in the second. The pitch. Childers falls off the mound. The pitch misses low. He lost his footing for a moment. Nesloney gets his second walk of the day, and it brings up the righty Jason Matthews. Time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
The righty Jason Matthews stands in. The righty Will Childers fires home. It's a slider and a called strike one. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on your Saturday night. Shuckers down 6-0 in the top of the eighth inning. One on, nobody out. Time called. Matthews called time just before Childers picked up his leg. Count at no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Matthews takes up and in, and the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Matthews takes strike two on the outside corner. Fastball at 93 from Childers. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Yerzy blocks it up. That's four outs recorded by Childers. Three of them have been via the strikeout. And it brings up the top of the order and the lefty, Duke Ellis. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything's in the late stages. Top of the seventh, Tennessee leads Pensacola 4-3. Third base comes in. The pitch to the lefty, Ellis. He swings and rolls it to second. Acosta has it deflect off his glove and into short right. He picks it up. Nizloni moves to third. And it goes as an E4 that allows Ellis to reach. And it brings up Jacob Gonzalez. The first error of the night from Biloxi. Gonzalez steps in. He's 1-for-4 today with an RBI double in the third. Elsewhere around the Southern League, top of the seventh, it's 7-6, M Braves over Chattanooga. And in the bottom of the seventh, Rapid City and Montgomery are knotted at 3. The pitch. Gonzalez takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Dribbled foul at the plate. The count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Line foul above the Barons dugout third base side. The count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch misses low and away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, the Barons, not the only team in the city of Birmingham that's playing well this year. Earlier today, one of the greatest stories in baseball right now, Birmingham Southern College. The pitch rolled upside the infield and through in a left for a base hit. As Loney scores, Ellis touches second, moves to third. The throw is not in time. It's an RBI single from Gonzalez. His seventh RBI of the series. It's his fourth multi-hit game in his first five games in Double-A. And it brings up the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. But the Birmingham Southern College baseball team advanced the College World Series today at the Division III level, which, if you follow the Division III college baseball, is not anything out of the ordinary. Birmingham Southern, one of the better programs at the Division III level. The pitch, Baldwin takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. But the most fascinating part is that Birmingham Southern is set to be playing for a college that no longer exists. The 1-0 delivery misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Birmingham Southern College announced earlier this year that they would be closing their doors after over 100 years as an institution. would be shutting their doors at the end of this school year. The 2-0 pitch. Baldwin chops it right side of the infield. Acosta snags it, flips to second. A big stretch by Brown Jr. It's in time. Baldwin reaches on a fielder's choice. Gonzalez is retired. And now two away for the switch hitter Edgar Carroll. Just to finish that thought, Birmingham Southern today advanced to the Division III College World Series. And when it starts next week, Birmingham Southern College will no longer exist. It is one of the wildest final chapters a baseball team has ever written at the college level. Two out, 2-1. Caro up from the left side. The pitch lifted out to left. Campbell charges in on it. Goes back, sticks up his mitt, and he makes the catch. One run, one hit, one error. Two runners left on base. We're through 7.5, and it's 7-0 Barons on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jairo Iriarte back to work for Birmingham. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Shuckers trail it 7-0. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for the Barons. No runs, three hits, and an error for Biloxi. Justin Yeager is getting warm in the Shuckers' bullpen. Opportunity for Yeager to get some work entering the ninth inning. Iriarte faces the lefty Andy Yerzy. The righty Iriarte's been terrific out of the bullpen. Three innings, no runs, one walk, four strikeouts. The pitch, Yerzy waves and misses. Sinker that blazes on in at 94. Count goes 0-1. Yerzy's 0-for-2 today. The 0-1 pitch. He waves and misses. Changeup at 88. The count goes 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Yerzy hits it on a hop to Gonzalez at second. He ranges over and fires to first. Here's he's retired. One away for the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks digs in. Shuckers trail at 7-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Sparks lifts it, foul ball, first base side and out of play. Count goes 0-1. Foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks drives it out to right. Burke over towards the line, sticks out his glove and makes the catch. Now two away for the switch hitter, Jose Acosta. The pitch to Acosta. He waves and misses from the left-handed box. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Acosta attempts it foul at the plate. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers trail at 7-0. The pitch. Slider called strike three on the outside corner. Acosta down on strikes for the second time today. And that's six in a row retired by Uriarte. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The end of the ninth, Justin Yeager enters, and the Shuckers trail 7-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality, quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Justin Yeager enters the game for Biloxi with his 15th appearance of the year. The end of the ninth inning. It's 7-0 Barons over the Shuckers. Righty Tim Elko leads it off. First pitch. He check swings, and it's a called strike on the slider. Yeager makes his 15th appearance of the year. It's just his 7th appearance of the season in which it is not a save situation. The 0-1 pitch misses low and the count evens 1-1. Yeager has thrown 15 innings with an ERA of 3. 3 walks and 14 strikeouts. He's a 2-pitch guy. Very simple. Fastball slider. He fires, misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Final line for Will Childers. 2 innings, gives up 1 run on 1 hit, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and throws 37 pitches. The 2-1 pitch popped up. First base side, foul territory. Yerzy takes off his mask and gives it a look, but it's into the seats. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball 93 on the outside corner. Elko strikes out swinging, and it brings up the righty Wolford Veras. One out, nobody on. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch, Ferris takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail at 7-0. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Barons. The 1-0 pitch, Ferris fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, no runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. They've faced two pitchers who have been terrific this season and have been terrific today. Naharo Iriarte and Noah Schultz. The pitch rocketed out to right center. Rodriguez is over, and it drops in for a single. He grabs it on two hops. Ferris, a very hard turnaround first. Goes back to the bag. Ferris has a three-hit night, and it brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. Burt digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. He's 1-for-4 today with an RBI single. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, the Shuckers will finish out their series tomorrow against the Barons with a 5-0-5 first pitch. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. If you have kids wondering what to do tomorrow and they like Bluey, we'll make sure to come out to the ballpark. Bluey and Bingo will be out at the ballpark tomorrow for meet and greet opportunities. The 1-1 pitch. Pops foul to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. The first 125 fans to the ballpark will also receive a special Shuckers poster presented by Melee Printing. There will also be pregame autographs in the Shuckers shop and postgame. You can have a catch in the field and run the bases and meet Bluey and Bingo and get autographs. 1-2 pitch. Chopped through the right side of the infield and into right for a base hit. Acosta had shifted over maybe a couple of steps. And Burke chops it right between Acosta and Martinez Jr. Now 2 on, 1 away, and Tyler Nesloney comes up from the left side with the Shuckers down 7-0. And for those who do not know who Bluey is, or if you have little ones who watch the show and have no idea what is going to go on tomorrow, Bluey and Bingo. Well, Bluey is a 6-year-old, later 7-year-old, blue heeler puppy. The pitch. It's a slider, and it's a called strike one. It's a massively popular hit TV show about a family of Australian dogs. The 0-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The worldwide adventure is taking them to Shuckers Ballpark. 1-1 the count to Nesloney. The pitch rolled foul off the railing, first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, if you head to the Shuckers website, you can also save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserved level seat and a voucher for a hot dog, chips, and a soda or water. The pitch fouled off third base side and out of play. Count evens 2-2. So you get a seat, voucher for hot dogs, chips, and either a soda or a water for just $19 per person with a four-person minimum. So you bring the kiddos out to the ballpark as a family of four. Right there, that covers food, drink, seat, and all the other stuff that you get tomorrow. The 2-2 pitch. Nesloney lifts it in a left. Campbell charges in, and it drops in for a single. Ferris goes station to station and stops at third. They're now loaded up with one away for the righty Jason Matthews. Matthews is 0 for 3 tonight with a walk. Ferris is at third. Burke is at second. And Nesloney is at first. But just to recap everything tomorrow, Bluey and Bingo at the ballpark. Pre-game autographs. First 125 fans will receive a poster presented by Melee Printing. And post-game catch on the field. And run the bases. The pitch. Slider misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Kids run the bases, as always, after every Shuckers home game presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's 7-0 Barons. They have the bases loaded with one away in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Pops foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Bases loaded, just one away. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Fastball out of the zone at 93. The 2-1 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 3-2. Bases loaded with one away. Top of the order is due up next. Matthews in the nine spot up for the fifth time today. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Matthews chases it. Two away. And the lefty, Duke Ellis, stands in. Bases loaded with two away. The pitch. Ellis ropes it to first. Martinez Jr. sticks up his mitt, and he makes the snap. No runs, three hits, no errors, three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Barons lead it 7-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Top of the order, due up for Biloxi. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. The righty, Jairo Iriarte, is out for his fifth inning in relief of Noah Schultz. It's been a tag team between Schultz and Iriarte. He was originally slated to start today before Schultz's promotion. Eric Brown Jr. is up. It is 7-0 Birmingham in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Birmingham. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for Biloxi. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. The count evens 1-1. Brown Jr. is 0-for-3 tonight with 2 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled off his front foot. No, it stays fair. It rolls towards the line, and it is foul. Count goes to 1-2. Count of 1-2. To the count, it's 7-0 Barons. Iriarte stares in. Now delivers. Slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Iriarte, normally a starter, today is his first relief appearance of the year, but it's really a tandem with Schultz, not a true relief appearance. This was planned out going into today. 2-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Hammer down the left field line into the Barons bullpen, and somebody in the bullpen makes the grab. That is bullpen catcher. It's either Michael Turner or Troy Klontsch who caught it. I think it was Klontsch because he's not in uniform. Klontsch is on the development list right now. What a play. Three balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. The payoff pitch, slider fouled off, and the count stays full. Three balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. 7-0 Barons in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch, slider misses inside. And Brown Jr. reaches base for the third straight game. Left-hander hitting Mike Bovey stands in. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Checkers trail at 7-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Big lead off first for Brown Jr. He goes to second. The pitch is a called strike. For Brown Jr., that's his 10th stolen base of the year. Becomes the first Shuckers player to double digit steals this season. The righty Iriarte delivers. Bovey lines it down the left field line. Lesloney is over, and it drops in for a single and rolls towards the bullpen. Bovey takes a hard turnaround first to throws into second. Brown Jr. scores, and the Shuckers are on the board. It's 7-1, and Bovey has a multi-hit performance.
Your designated hitter, 25, Brock Wilkin.
Brings up the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin. Bovey's off first.
Righty Iriarte delivers to the righty Wilkin. Wave and a miss at a fastball. The count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Wilkin takes inside, and the count evens 1-1. By the way, the single from Mike Bovee not only scores a run tonight for the Shuckers, but Biloxi is playing tonight as the Beach Chickens. So it is the first run in Beach Chickens history. 1-1 pitch is a slider, and it's a called strike at 81, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers are playing as the Beach Chickens for the first of four games this season tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Driven out to left. Nesloni back on it at the warning track. He sticks up his mitt and he hauls it in. One away, and it brings up the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr.
Now batting for the pitch, number 46, Ernesto Martinez Jr.
One out, one on the pitch. He dribbles it out in front of home plate. Iriarte off the mound, third base side, bare hands it, throws a sidearm throw to first. It's in time. Bovee to second. Martinez Jr. grounds out and brings up Carlos Rodriguez. That had shades of Brad Ziegler's motion coming to the plate. Former big lead closer. Spent a lot of time with the Diamondbacks, but Iriarte picked it up and slung it from about his knee. Two out, runner on second. It's 7-1 Barons. The pitch. Rolled to second. Gonzalez has it, fires to first, and the Barons have taken each of the first five games in this series. They win this one by a 7-1 final.
And that is the ball game. Thanks for joining us here.
One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. The Barons tonight, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. One run, four hits, and one error. Jairo Iriarte gets the win. Iriarte improves to 2-3 on the season. He has one run over five innings out of the bullpen and a tandem start with Noah Schultz, who goes four shutout innings in his Double-A debut. T.J. Shook gets the loss and falls to 2-6. Take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. We'll wrap everything up for tonight and look ahead to tomorrow's series finale. I'm back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you from inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Make sure to visit them online for schedules, menus, and more at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers fall by a 7-1 final against the Birmingham Barons. The Barons have won each of the first five games in this series. Barons, 7 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. For Biloxi, 1 run. They score that in the ninth inning off an RBI single from Mike Bobie. They tally 4 hits and commit an error. Jairo Iriarte gets the win for Birmingham. Noah Schultz came in to start for the Barons in his Double-A debut. Struck out 5, allowed 1 base runner. It was on a single up the middle to Carlos Rodriguez. And through 4 innings in his Double-A debut, Jairo Iriarte out of the bullpen. He was originally slated to start today before Schultz got called up, so it was more of a tandem start than a true relief appearance. He lowered his season ERA to a 2.77. In his 9th appearance of the season, in 5 innings, he throws 69 pitches, gives up 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Iriarte improves to 2-3 on the season. TJ Shook gets tagged with the loss. He gives up 6 runs on 8 hits and strikes out 2 over 3 innings. Time to take a look at tonight's scoring summary. 6 of the 7 runs for Birmingham came between the 2nd and the 3rd inning. In the 2nd, Jacob Burke and Tyler Nesloney back-to-back RBI singles made it a 2-0 game. In the 3rd, Jacob Gonzalez an RBI double, Brooks Baldwin an RBI single, and Tim Elko a 2-run homer that he curls around the pole and left gives the Barons a 6-0 lead. They extended to 8-0 on an RBI single from Jacob Gonzalez in the 8th. Again, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Barons. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for Biloxi. Iriarte gets the win. Shook is tagged with the loss. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll take a look around the Owyhee Parks and Resorts scoreboard update, including a look at the Southern League and the Brewers organization. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. You hear some music going on in the background. That is Reed Foley, who is performing live post-game at the Corona Premier Tiki Bar. Reed joined us pre-game on the field, a country music artist from North Carolina who's traveling the country right now down here in Biloxi, performing post-game at the Corona Premier Tiki Bar. We're here to wrap things up. Shuckers fall by a 7-1 final in their inaugural game as the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Jairo Iriarte, 2-3 on the year, gets the win after five innings of one-run ball in a tandem with Noah Schultz. He goes in relief and finishes off the game. Meanwhile, TJ Shook gets tagged with the loss and falls to 2-6 on the season. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final from earlier today, the South Bend Cubs defeat the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers by a 13-1 final. Wisconsin improves to 27, falls to 27-17 on the season. Earlier today, the ECL Padres defeat the ECL Brewers 9-5. The ECL crew now at 6-10 on the season. Elsewhere in the organization, the Carolina Mudcats are currently leading the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Meanwhile, bottom eight, Nashville and Charlotte, are knotted at 3 up in Nashville, Tennessee. At the big league level, the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Boston Red Sox today by a 6-3 final. Tobias Myers gets the start tomorrow as the crew go for the sweep. A 6-3 win for the Brewers. They're at 30-21 on the season. Three games up on Chicago for first place in the National League Central. Time to take a look around the Southern League as well. This is the only game that has gone final. Top of the ninth inning, Tennessee and Pensacola are tied at 4. Bottom of the eighth inning, the M-Braves lead Chattanooga 10-7. And in the top of the ninth inning, Montgomery leads Rocket City by a 4-3 score. Here, the Barons defeat the Shuckers 7-1. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Barons. For the Shuckers, one run, four hits, and one error. The Beach Chickens slash Shuckers fall to 18-26 on the season. The Shuckers beat Chickens today. They will be the Shuckers tomorrow. They will be the Beach Chickens for four games throughout the year. They'll look for their 19th win of the season tomorrow. They are at 18-26 on the season, while the Barons have won five in a row. They are at 29-14 on the year. Again, final score, Barons 7, Shuckers 1. In a game that takes 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of a real nice crowd on a Saturday night, 3,160 at Shuckers Ballpark. Biloxi back in action tomorrow. It's Bradley Blaylock's first start back with the Shuckers. He was promoted to the big leagues on Monday, did not make an appearance with the Brewers, was optioned back down to AA earlier today. He leads the team with a 2.27 ERA. On the season, Blaylock 3-1 with a 2.27 mark. That's the best on the Shuckers. He goes up against the lefty Jake Eater, who started game one of this series on Tuesday and struck out three and gave up two runs on four hits over six innings and earned the win in a 6-2 Barons win. 5:05 first pitch. It is the first of the 5:05 start times that will happen for every Sunday home game up until closing day of the regular season on September 15th against Mississippi. 5:05 first pitch will be at you with pregame at 4:45 on the Shuckers Radio Network. If you have little kids, it is Bluey and Bingo Day at the ballpark. The 6-year-old, later 7-year-old, Blue Heeler Puppy
will be making an appearance alongside her sister Bingo at the ballpark tomorrow for meet and greet opportunities. You can run the bases postgame, have a catch in the field postgame. There will be pregame player autographs, and there will also be a poster giveaway presented by Melee Printing. Birmingham wins at 7-1. We're back tomorrow, 4:45 pregame, 5:05 first pitch to finish out week one of this two-week homestand. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi Shuckers and on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's our party, and we'll cruise if we want to. Cruise in WGCM.
The road.